Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening. This is the Highland Radio News at 5 o'clock. I'm Daniel Brennan. This evening's main headline: substantial damage has been caused by a fire which had been started deliberately at a derelict house in Cardonagh yesterday. The Chief Medical Officer will meet with government party leaders this evening to discuss the spread of the Omicron variant. As the Department of Education has said, there are currently no plans to change the Christmas holidays for schools. And investigations are continuing following an aggravated burglary at the home of an elderly grandmother and her granddaughter in Buncrana in the early hours of Saturday morning. We'll have those stories in full and a lot more, as well as the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly, coming up for you within the next half hour. To our top story this evening, however, and substantial damage has been caused by a fire which is believed to have been started deliberately at a derelict house in Cardonagh yesterday. Gardaí, as well as members of the fire service, attended the blaze at Bridge Street, which broke out at around 4 o'clock. Gardaí are still appealing to anyone with any information to come forward. Local business owner Deirdre Bradley of Deirdre's in Cardonagh says it was a frightening experience for all those in the locality.
It's a residential, mainly residential street, sort of halfway down. So where the fire took place, there is a business, the Cardonagh Cleaners is right next door to it. Then there's a barber's and then there's another shop. There's a few shops there. But it's in a pub across the way, but it's mainly residential, which was very, very frightening for the people. There's a single man lives next door to the fire. There has been lots of issues with that particular house, with just it's derelict, so it was used for the youngsters and different things in it, and there's been a fire in it before. I just want to say, like, how frightening it was for the residents on that street and the damage that it has done now to their own houses, you know, smoke damage. And I mean, we're like, what, 11 days away from Christmas, and, you know, people were standing out the street. They were terrified. They didn't know their house because it's all terrace, like, so you would, the smoke was coming out next door's chimney and the flames was coming out the door. I have to say, I've never seen anything as frightening ever.
The Chief Medical Officer will meet with government party leaders this evening to discuss the spread of the Omicron variant. NPHET is concerned by the latest figures, with estimates that the new variant could account for 11% of all Irish cases. It comes as government says it plans to speed up the rollout of booster vaccines. Taoiseach Micheál Martin told the Dáil this evening that boosters are the best way to fight the new variant.
The key issue obviously now is to get as many people vaccinated as quickly as we possibly can. And that means extending the hours in terms of the vaccination centres and getting more expansion again in terms of the other two channels, utilisation of our primary care system through GPs and through pharmacies.
Silta have announced that the walk-in vaccination centre in Letterkenny will have extended opening hours this Tuesday evening as the booster vaccine drive continues to ramp up. The Letterkenny Vaccination Centre, located at the Letterkenny Business Park in Ballyrain, will remain open until 7 p.m. this evening, and boosters will be made available for anyone aged between 50 and 69, as well as any healthcare workers who have had 90 days since their second dose. First doses are also available for anyone aged 12 or above who's not received a vaccine yet, or for second doses at least 21 days after your first dose. The World Health Organization's Mike Ryan has urged health systems to get ready for a COVID surge driven by the Omicron variant. NPHET now estimates the new strain does account for 11% of new cases here, and a new study from South Africa indicated today that on average 29% fewer people are currently being admitted to hospital compared to Delta. But Mike Ryan from the WHO says action is still needed to stop hospitals becoming overwhelmed.
Even if Omicron turns out to be a milder disease in an individual patient, if we generate millions and millions and millions of cases, we will fill the hospitals up. We will fill the ICUs up. So we need to refocus on public health and social measures, vaccinate the unvaccinated. We need to make sure that hospitals are ready now. Every single health system needs to get ready.
The Department of Education has said there are currently no plans to change the Christmas holidays for schools. It's after a professor of immunology at DCU, Christine Losher, said that shutting schools on Friday instead of next Wednesday could act as a circuit breaker for the virus. She's asked for NEFA to consider the move at its meeting on Thursday to ensure that schools can reopen again in January.
I would really hope that this is a consideration of NEFIT when they meet on Thursday and subsequently a consideration of the government. I think that while people might not view this as a popular decision right now, it will be, I think, a better alternative to any questions about not opening the schools in January.
But Labour's education spokesman Aidan O'Riordan has said his party would only support an early school closure if NEFIT recommends it.
I think schools are determined to keep ploughing through and to make it through until the final days of term. However, they do really need support in order to remain open into the future. It's staffing that they're worried about, the number of students that are out that they're worried about, the lack of contact from public health teams, that's what they're worried about. I don't think the case really stands up for an early closure, but if it was to be recommended by NEFIT, well, then obviously we'd support it.
Investigations are continuing following an aggravated burglary at a home of an elderly grandmother and her granddaughter in the Mina Harish Ballymagan area of Buncrana in the early hours of Saturday morning. Two men forced entry to the property at around 20 past 4 in the morning, remaining in the house for around 2 hours. No injuries were reported, but the woman in her 80s and her 18-year-old granddaughter were left badly shaken and traumatised by the ordeal. It's also been said that a number of items were stolen during the burglary. Garda Grainne Doherty says that Gardaí are particularly keen to speak to anyone who may have any information relating to a vehicle believed to have been involved.
We are appealing to anybody who is in the general area off Ballymagan between maybe 4 a.m. and 7 a.m. Anybody again who had a dash cam, we would ask them to make that footage available to Gardaí in Buncrana. And if anybody observed any sort of suspicious activity in that area, any vehicles hanging around the area that they wouldn't otherwise have noticed there, you know, in previous times, any people on foot in the area, to contact Gardaí in Buncrana on 932-0540 or, of course, the Garda Confidential Line also may be reached on 1-800-666-111. And we'd welcome any information that can be offered by the public in relation to this matter. We're very eager to progress the matter. You know, quite a rural area, so it's quite possible these males weren't on foot, didn't travel there on foot. So, yeah, any vehicles whatsoever that were seen in that area at that time of the morning, you know, possibly there may not have been too much traffic on the road. So if anybody's seen any vehicles or people on foot, we would appreciate if they would contact us with those details.
A 52-year-old woman has been arrested in Derry as part of a police investigation into the new IRA. Officers detained the woman in the Craigan area earlier today as part of Operation Ledging, targeting the group's bomb-making and storage activities. The woman has been taken to the Serious Crime Suite at the Musgrave Police Station in Belfast for further questioning. A retired Donegal firefighter has been found guilty by a jury of 31 counts of sexual assault, including rape of a boy at various locations across Donegal between September of 1995 and September of 2000. 59-year-old Liam Carr of Ballina Falcarra does not accept the verdicts of the jury following a Central Criminal Court trial in Sligo earlier this year, and he intends to appeal his conviction. The jury was unable to agree on 4 further counts. Adrian Harmon has more.
The victim, a man now aged 39, has described how he was put through 4 trials and 6 years of complete torture in his quest for justice. It was the 4th trial to take place after the juries in the first 2 trials were discharged for legal reasons, and the jury in the 3rd trial was unable to agree on a verdict. In his victim impact statement, which was read out in court by a detective, he said his childhood had been snatched from him as a result of the abuse. He was aged between 13 and 18 when the abuse occurred. The court heard that Liam Carr befriended the boy and started abusing him in September 1995 when he had just turned 13. Mr. Justice Keane adjourned the case for finalisation on January 17th next year.
A number of mobile homes have been broken into and ransacked in Malinhead. A total of 8 mobile homes were burgled in the Killart area between 3 p.m. on last Wednesday and 10:30 a.m. the following morning. The glass doors of each mobile home was smashed and entry was gained. Garda Grainne Doherty is appealing to anyone with information to come forward.
We're in the process at the moment of, you know, contacting owners and establishing what exactly was stolen from each of the mobile homes. So we're appealing to anybody who may have any information in relation to this or, again, observed any activity that seemed untoward within that area to contact Gardaí in Buncrana on 932-0540 and, again, the Garda Confidential Line 1-800-666-111.
A boil water notice that was in place for 3,500 homes in the Glenties and Ardra areas has been lifted today by Irish Water. The notice was put in place last week due to a deterioration in the water quality in the area that was caused by Storm Barra at the Glenties Ardrought Water Treatment Plant. But now Irish Water say that after a number of satisfactory water tests, as well as confirmation that the water treatment plant has now returned to full operation, the boil water notice was no longer required. Money and 20 catalytic converters have been stolen during a burglary at Cooladerry in Raphoe. A window of a shed located at the rear of a property was smashed. An entry was gained between 6 p.m. last Wednesday and 7:45 a.m. on Thursday. Items were stolen also from another shed which was laying open. Gardaí are asking anyone in the area who may have observed any unusual activity to contact them. Meanwhile, Gardaí are also investigating a burglary at a primary school on Convent Road in Letterkenny. Gardaí say padlocks were broken on a number of temporary containers on the school grounds between 2 p.m. on Saturday afternoon last and 7:30 a.m. yesterday morning. Those responsible made off with an orange steel leaf blower, 8 lengths of copper and a Honda generator. Anyone with any information is being urged to contact Gardaí in Letterkenny. And Angarda Síochána, along with the Donegal Road Safety Working Group, have launched their annual Christmas drink driving campaign for 2021. This year's appeal focuses on the devastating effect that driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs can have, as well as the life-changing injuries and fatalities that are caused by drink driving every year. Donegal County Council Road Safety Officer Brian O'Donnell is appealing to motorists to plan ahead this festive season.
Our safety appeal focuses on the dangers of driving under the influence of alcohol at any time of the day and the devastation that the loss of life and serious injuries that drink or drugs can cause. And so we're appealing to people to celebrate wisely. Obviously, if you're driving, don't drink. And if you're drinking, don't drive. It's very simple. The tragedies and the devastation that drink-driving collisions can cause to families and communities has been well proven over the years. And we keep repeating the message on an ongoing basis. Obviously, at this time of the year, it's highlighted because of the time, the festivities and the celebrations and so on. So just appeal to everybody to leave the keys at home.
And there may be kind of a impetus. Maybe some people think, oh, I've only had one drink, I might as well give it a go, or they might think they're under the limit or whatever. But it is important that people kind of realise as well there are alternative options than driving. If you are maybe the planned driver or you've driven yourself somewhere and you end up having a drink, you can always get a taxi. There are taxi apps. There are plenty of things and alternatives for people to use. And would you promote people using alternative means to get home if they do end up having a drink?
Oh, definitely so, because even one drink impairs your driving, and that's been proven down through the years. So there is alternative ways to go home. There is alternative ways to plan your night if you are going out or you are planning to drink. But please, for everyone's sake, please never drink and drive or use drugs while driving.
The time is now 13 minutes past 5 o'clock. We'll take a short break, and Sport with Oisín is coming up after these.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by MichaelMurphySports.ie, with free next day delivery on orders over €85.
And now it's time for the latest in sport with Oisín Kelly.
Thanks, Daniel. We'll start with Gaelic Games. The 2022 Higher Education Championship draws were made this afternoon, and the LYIT and last year's Sigerson Cup beaten finalists IT Carlow are set to do battle again. The LYIT lost at the semi-final stage to Carlow, who would then suffer defeat to DCU in the final in the competition, which was played earlier this year. The champions from Dublin have been drawn with Maynooth University in the opening round, while Sligo IT will play University Limerick. There was a bit of a feel of the Champions League last 16 draw about the Sigerson Cup draws earlier today because it had to be retaken due to a technicality in the first draw. Interesting enough, the LYIT were drawn against DCU in the first draw. But subsequently, in the redraw, it was IT Carlow who will provide the opposition in the opening round on the week of the 10th of January, with the losers in the opening round getting a second chance through the qualifier system. The Donegal and Derry County Conventions took place yesterday, and tonight it's the turn of Tyrone GAA. The PRO, Ulster Delegate and Cultural Officer positions will be contested, while a healthy balance off the books is expected following their All-Ireland success in 2021. To cross-channel soccer, Mikel Arteta has not ruled out selling Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang in January. The striker was stripped off the club's captaincy following a disciplinary breach and won't be involved in tomorrow night's game with West Ham. It's just the latest incident of ill discipline from Aubameyang, and Arteta may have seen enough.
What I can say right now is that we have made this decision that unfortunately is really a tough one. And obviously, if I had to choose, I wouldn't like to be sitting here talking about it. But we had to do it. And the next one is that for now, he's not involved in the squad.
The Premier League has postponed tonight's game with Manchester United and Brentford in London. It follows an outbreak of COVID-19 in the United squad. In the past week, 42 Premier League players and staff have tested positive for the virus. Watford manager Claudio Ranieri is expecting more matches to be postponed because of the rise of coronavirus. Top flight clubs have now reintroduced emergency measures. Ranieri hopes it doesn't lead to fixtures being played behind closed doors again.
I'm worried because the fans are the core of our football, our sport. Without fans, it's very sad.
There is two matches taking place tonight in the Premier League. Leaders Manchester City will go 4 points clear at the top if they beat Leeds United. That game kicks off at the Etihad Stadium at 8 o'clock, while Norwich City host Aston Villa at Carrow Road from 7:45. Up in Scotland, Hibs are taking on Dundee, and there's also two semi-finals in the Irish League Cup. Cliftonville taking on Ballymena United, and Coleraine are playing Warren Point Town. In swimming, Mona McSharry has been outlining her goals for the World Short Course Championships in Abu Dhabi this coming weekend. The Tokyo 2020 Olympic finalist is part of an 11-athlete Irish team. McSharry says she is looking forward to racing again.
My goals are going to be see where I am. You know, I want to make it out of the heats in the 50, 100 and 200 breaststroke and kind of just see how it goes from there, taking it one step at a time. But, you know, I haven't raced short course meters in quite a while due to COVID. So, of course, I'd love to swim faster than all my PBs. I'm excited to just kind of go out there and see what happens. Mainly just race, just get my hands on the wall first.
In rugby, Joey Carberry finds himself in a race to be fit for Ireland's Six Nations campaign. The Munster out half must undergo surgery on Thursday, having sustained a fractured elbow in last week's win away to Wasps. Carberry only returned from 13 months out with an ankle injury in February. Meanwhile, the 14 Munster players who returned from Cape Town at the weekend have been ruled out of Saturday's game with Castries. They must undergo a further spell of isolation. It's been a bad day for the province. Juan van Gran confirming his departure at the end of the season, turning down a 2-year extension. Munster have been trophyless for a decade now. Leinster and Montpellier have confirmed additional COVID-19 cases ahead of Friday's Champions Cup encounter. Leinster managed to return to training today, but the top 14 side are preparing in smaller groups, having confirmed 5 cases. Montpellier will conduct another round of testing tomorrow. And Ulster have confirmed that Robert Bellicone will miss Friday's visit off Northampton to Belfast. The winger sustained a shoulder injury in last weekend's win away to Clermont. Finally in snooker, a last 16 meeting with world number one Mark Selby awaits Mark Allen, should he be victorious tonight. The Antrim man plays China's Cao Yongping in the first round of the World Grand Prix. Selby was a 4-1 winner over Barry Hawkins this afternoon in Coventry. That's your sport, Daniel.
Thanks, Alshane. Back to news now, and a motion has been passed by Donegal County Council which aims to strengthen protections for the people, the place and the planet. The Rights of Nature, a motion put forward by Councillor Albert Doherty, calls on the council to add protections for the local environment in County Donegal. A similar motion was recently passed by Derry City and Strabane District Council, recognising the need to protect the local environment and the wildlife within it. A consultation period will now take place to establish how the council can better facilitate the Rights of Nature. Councillor Doherty says the passing of the motion is significant.
I believe that this is enabling Donegal County Council to become an environmental leader and perhaps becoming the first council in the Republic of Ireland to recognise that nature has rights. Recently we've seen in the COP negotiations in Glasgow that we live through what scientists modernly are saying an era of mass extinction and a code red for humanity. And locally here, I would have pursued previously the All-Ireland Pollinator Plan in enabling DCC to join that plan. And I'm very aware that EcoCairn has been very busy with a biodiversity audit and an action plan So I look forward to a busy 18 months involving Donegal County Council, exploring and rethinking our relationship with nature. Essentially, for Donegal County Council, the Rights of Nature motion is a way of council and community rethinking our relationship with nature from one of dominance to one of sharing, caring, respect and interdependency. And it's to recognise that we can do things on the ground, and that's something that I look forward to everybody having their bit, having their opportunity to speak and doing something that allows us to say we are not separate from nature. What happens to the rest of nature happens to us.
And now the weather. This evening and tonight it'll be cloudy with light patchy rain or drizzle. However, there will be some clear spells as well. Lowest temperatures of 5 to 9 degrees overnight tonight. To this evening's main headlines once again, and substantial damage has been caused by a fire, which is believed to have been started deliberately at a derelict house in Cardonna yesterday. Gardaí and the fire service attended the blaze at Bridge Street, which broke out around 4 o'clock, and Gardaí are still appealing for anyone with information to come forward. The Chief Medical Officer will meet with government party leaders this evening to discuss the spread of the Omicron variant. NPHET is concerned by the latest figures, with estimates that the new variant could account for 11% of all new Irish cases. The Department of Education has said there are no plans to change the Christmas holidays for schools, despite calls by some professors of immunology. And investigations are continuing following an aggravated burglary at the home of an elderly grandmother and her granddaughter in the Mina Harnish Ballymagan area of Bunkrana in the early hours of Saturday morning. Two men forced entry to the property around 20 past 4 on Saturday, remaining in the house for 2 hours. That's all from the news desk for now. We'll have another news update for you coming up at 6 o'clock. But until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for Tuesday evening, December the 14th. The death has taken place of John McElhinney, Church Park, Greencastle. John's funeral mass will take place on Friday at 11 a.m. in St Mary's Church, Ballybrack, followed by private cremation in Lakeland's crematorium, Cavan. House strictly private, please. The death has taken place of Edward O'Sullivan, Connolly Holmes, Mallon, and formerly of Dublin and Canada. Funeral mass will take place on Thursday morning at 11 a.m. in the oratory at Connolly Holmes. A private cremation will take place at Lakeland's crematorium, Cavan. The death has taken place of Frank O'Hara, Bristol, England, formerly of Marion Park and Westbrook, Bunkrana. The funeral will take place in England at a later date. The death has occurred of Delia Callaghan, Green Road, Spinogue, Burt. Her remains are reposing at her son Martin's residence at Illabeg, Burnfoot. Removal on Thursday morning at 10:15 a.m. to St Angus's Church, Burt, for Requiem Mass at 11 a.m, followed by interment in Burt Cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Society of St Vincent de Paul or the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Seamus Lynch, late of 10A, Upper Main Street, Strabane, and formerly of 93 Orchard Road, Strabane. Seamus's remains are reposing at the family home, 93 Orchard Road, Strabane. Requiem Mass will be celebrated on Thursday at 12 noon in St Columba's Church, Dunnyloop. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The house is private to family and close friends. The Mass can be viewed via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Marion Murphy, Cashel Cummin, Killybegs. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning in St Mary of the Visitation Church, Killybegs, at 11 a.m, followed by removal to Lakeland's Crematorium, Cavan, for cremation. Mass will be streamed live on mcnmedia.tv. House private, please. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Renal Unit, Letterkenny University Hospital. The death has taken place of Susan McKinney, 74 Ernie Road, Strabane, and formerly of Castletown Road, Strabane. Susan's remains are reposing at her brother Michael's home, 74 Ernie Road, Strabane. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:20 a.m. for Requiem Mass at 10 a.m. in St Mary's Church, Melmount. Interment afterwards in St Mary's Old Cemetery, Melmount. The house is private to family and close friends. And the Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Mickey Campbell, Mean Corrick, Crawley. His remains will be reposing in the McGlynn's funeral home this evening from 5 p.m. until 9 p.m. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. in Meanuil Church, Crawley, followed by interment afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery, Gidor. The death has occurred of Helen Salmon, 5 Oak Park Drive, Rough Park, Letterkenny, formerly of Clay Moor, Sarsfield Road, Ballinasloe, County Galway. House private, please. Helen's remains will repose at the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. today, with family, neighbours and friends welcome. Removal from there to St Union's Cathedral, Letterkenny, to be received there at 6 p.m. Reposing overnight for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning. The funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Following the funeral Mass, removal to Grenham's Funeral Home, St Michael's Square, Ballinasloe, County Galway, reposing there from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursday evening. Funeral prayers in St Michael's Church at 11 a.m. on Friday morning, which can be viewed on churchservices.tv, followed by interment in the family plot in Cray Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if wished, to the Donegal Hospice, care of Pascal Blake, funeral director. The death has occurred of Marie McAteer, Ní Boland, 17 Hilltop Crescent, Drumbow, Stranorther. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral leaving her late residence tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 p.m. for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorther at 2 p.m. Interment afterwards in Drumbow Cemetery. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam. The house and funeral will be private to the family and close friends only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, to the Patients' Comfort Fund at St Joseph's Community Hospital, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Josie Gordon, Glenn McQuinn, Letterkenny, and formerly of Bahan Boy, Killy Gordon. Remains reposing at Gibson's Funeral Home Convoy this evening from 5 p.m. until 9 p.m. Funeral service at Gibson's Funeral Home Convoy tomorrow afternoon at 1 p.m. with interment afterwards in Gortley Cemetery. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Foyle Hospice, care of Gibson Funeral Directors Convoy. The death has taken place of John Patton, laid of 50 Ballycolman Road, Strabane. Private family cremation in Lakeland's crematorium tomorrow afternoon at 4 p.m. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Woodmount Nursing Home Residents Comfort Fund, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Anna Doherty, Ní McGowan, laid of 12 Collins Walk, Strabane, and formerly of the Diamond, Lifford. Funeral leaving her son Paul's home, 46 Ballycolman Road, Strabane, on Thursday morning at 9:30 a.m. for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount, at 10 a.m. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, the Alzheimer's Society, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. The house is private to family and friends only, please. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Katie McGarry, Dunluey, and formerly of Brinlac, Gidor. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Removal to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Dunluey, this evening at 4:07 p.m. to repose overnight. Funeral Mass tomorrow afternoon at 2 p.m. with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral Mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page. House private to family, close friends and neighbours, please. And the death has occurred of Mary Arnold, Ní Dorian, Mina Cahan, Inver, County Donegal. Her remains are reposing at her home, with house private to family, close friends and neighbours. Removal tomorrow for 12 noon funeral Mass in the Church of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Frosses, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, donations in lieu to Killybegs Community Hospital, care of any family member or John McGowan Funeral Directors. Her funeral Mass can be viewed on mcnmedia.tv. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.